How did you get involved with this, with the events that have been going on?
Well, it all started in the restaurant at Chapter in Cardiff. A number of us from the church had been to see the film Selma, and we were having a meal afterwards in the cafe there, and we thought what a great film it was, and shouldn't we be doing something to improve race relations and so on. And then Beverly, who's a member of the church, said, well, if you like, I could get the Paul Robeson exhibition and show it at the church. And so, yeah, we thought that would be a good idea. And it sort of grew from there. So it wasn't just the Paul Robeson exhibition, but loads of other things, and ending up with this wonderful concert tonight.
And why did you get involved in particular?
Well, because it's something I very much believe in. I believe in equality of all kinds. Equality between races and gender and sexuality and, equality all around. Really wonderful.
So how do you think all the events have gone throughout the past couple of
weeks? Pretty well, really, yes. Yeah. We've had the exhibition on every day, and not a lot of people have come to it, really. I mean, there have been a trickle of people through the day, but the main thing is that some of the schools have come and spent an hour or so here, and that's been really good. Classes of primary schools particularly, really getting involved in it.
So for the years to come, is there anything you think you could improve on from what you've learned in the past couple of weeks?
We probably won't have something like this with so many events in the course of 1 month.
Yeah.
Because at times I think it got a little bit overloaded, and we didn't get the attendances that we'd hoped for because there was just so much going on. You can't really expect a lot of people to come up more than once a week to a special event.
How do you think events like this, bring the community together?
Well, I think they do to a great extent. I mean, we've had all kinds of people coming and visiting and getting involved in this. And it just shows that people in Pontypridd are doing something and are concerned about the wider world. And it's really good.
I spoke to a lady earlier, and she said that she heard about the event over Facebook. How do you think social media plays effect on sort of broadcasting this event to everyone?
I think that's had a lot to do with it, actually, yes. I mean, people have been putting it on Facebook, spreading the word on Twitter. I'm not into Twitter myself, I haven't quite caught up with that development yet, but I mean, people have been spreading the word in all kinds of ways.
And finally, what can we expect for next year?
I mean, we've made all kinds of contacts, particularly with schools, I think. One thing we had this wonderful concert where lots of the local schools came together, the choir, and they were also reading things they'd written about having seen the exhibition. And I'm sure that we'll do something like that next year, I'm sure.
Brilliant.
Somebody said, I think this ought to be an annual event, so I'm sure that's something at least that we'll do.